Got a copy of God's Word tonight, want to follow in the Scripture. Turn, if you will, please, to the Gospel of Luke. Luke's Gospel, 16th chapter. And I'm interested in verse 22. I'll ask you to stand reverence what wrote the book. Every once in a while, I'll have somebody ask me to sign their Bible. And Israel, when he's a little old boy, he'd ask me, he'd say, "Dad, what does anybody want your autograph?" Couldn't figure that out, you know. And I told a lot of them, and now, most people sign books because they wrote them. You know, but I said I'm a signing this one because I approve of it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I'll tell you right now, I don't sign nothing but King James Version.
Amen. Amen.
If that makes you mad, you can apologize and I'll forgive you. Yes, sir.
Amen, preacher.
I mean, somebody needs to warn this crowd these days.
Amen.
A lot of them ain't been told no better's the problem.
They don't know. You're telling it right.
Exactly right. 22nd verse, 16th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and it came to pass. I had a preacher tell me one time that's his favorite phrase in the Word of God. It came to pass. Boy, ain't you glad some of this stuff comes to pass.
Yeah.
You know why? How people tell me, "Oh, Brother Bob, if I could just call back the years and be 25, 30 year old, not me, man.
No.
I'd hate to think I had to come through all that again."
Yeah, right.
I'm glad I'm where I'm at, Gary. This close to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to come through all that stuff again, boy. It's going to all come to pass, ain't it? Bible said the beggar died.
What?
Was carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom. Boy, you talk about pallbearers.
Well,
amen.
I could just hear God say, "Ambulance angels, go get him.
Go get him."
And you talk about some pallbearers.
Yeah.
The rich man also died and was buried.
Right.
And right there's where Mr. Liberal would leave him. Right there's where Mr. Atheist, Mr. Agnostic in the world would leave him.
Yes.
But the Word of God don't leave him there, does it?
Amen.
And in hell, he lift up his eyes being in torments. Notice that torments, the plurality
yes,
of it.
Amen.
And I call your attention to the fact it ain't singular. There's a plurality of that word, torments.
Amen.
Seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
Amen.
Cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus." You know, I read that for years off the wall of my mind. And I could just picture him being Jewish. But that didn't have to be. Remember Ishmael?
Yeah.
He could have been an Arab, couldn't he?
He could have been. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And didn't necessarily have to be Jewish. Seeth Abraham afar off, Lazarus in his bosom, said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus, and him dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame." Abraham said, "Son, remember."
Remember.
Amen.
I heard old J.F. Akers, Al Radford, Virginia, preach for an hour and a half when he was 113 years old on two words, "Son, remember." And he said when he's like 111, they rolled him in with the dead in the morgue. And said God told him he wasn't done with him. And he preached for a Tri-County camp meeting, 113-year-old. And son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things. Likewise Lazarus, evil things. Now he's comforted and thou art tormented.
Yes.
And besides all this, he said there's more to it than that. Between us and you, there is a great gulf.
Yes. Great.
Fixed. Yes. Father, thank you for your word.
Yes.
Dear God, somebody here lost tonight, I pray they get saved.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody with another need, that they bring it to you, sir, and find help at thy hand.
Lord, draw us closer.
Dear God, I'm just as inadequate and unable as ever. If I'm to help these people, you're going to have to help me. And I pray, dear God, for physical strength, mental ability, most of all of thy spirit, Lord God, from above. And I'll praise you for that accomplished. For it's in Jesus' name that I do humbly pray. Amen. And you can be seated. Came to pass, Bugad died. Carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom.
Amen.
Rich man also died and was buried. In hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. I feel like if there's a neglected subject tonight, Lonnie, out of the pulpits across America, it's a subject of hell.
That's right.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen, brother.
Too many preachers afraid they're going to offend somebody.
Right.
Running job scared or something. Don't want to bring up the subject. And a fella told me outright one time, he said it'd be offensive where I'm at. I said, let me ask you something. Where are you going to run them? He said, I'll run them off a preach on hell. I said, where are you going to run them? Hell number two?
That's right, brother.
Amen.
My God, lost people need to be warned.
That's right. Amen.
And church, we need to be reminded every once in a while.
Amen.
There is a hell and people without God going to hell.
Amen.
I don't preach a little while tonight, God being my helper on dime without God.
Oh, Lord.
Now, believe me, I'd rather much come here and preach on heaven. The love of God and the mercy of God and the grace of God. Robert showed me today's paper, word grace. Well, blessed our heart there for a while. He's even writing about grace in the paper today. And but I learned a long time ago, I mean, it's God puts food on my table, so I've got to preach what he says.
Amen.
I ain't got that much choice in it. He clothes me and feeds me and takes care of me and houses me. And I told the church, I've been there 41 years. I told them 40 years ago, don't you ever get the idea you're paying me.
Amen.
I said, you give your money to God and God pays me.
Amen.
Huh? I've heard people say, well, that's what we pay the preacher for. Uh-uh. No, sir. They've missed the boat, ain't they? Yes, sir. Dying without God.
Amen.
1977, a devout atheist who was a cardiologist shocked a man that was clinically dead and brought him back around. And the man, old Maurice Rollins said, had such a look of horror on his face that he'd never seen nothing like. And said he was screaming, I'm in hell. Don't let me go back to hell.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
And he lost him, and his monitor straight lined again. He said he shocked him again. The monitor began to work and the man's eyes opened. And he screamed, you don't understand. I'm in hell. Don't let me go back to hell. But eventually he did lose him.
Mm-hmm.
But it changed that doctor's life.
Yeah, buddy.
And he got right with God.
Amen.
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 And wrote a book on Beyond Death's Door. And this is what he said in later years. He said, hell is actual.
Yes.
Hell is awful.
Amen.
And hell is avoidable.
Yes. Thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
A man that was a devout atheist at one time, Gary.
Amen.
Wrote that book, Beyond Death's Door.
Amen.
Now, I ain't read Rollins' book, but I have read Dr. Luke's book.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he gives us pretty good insight on Beyond Death's Door. The difference here in two individuals. One died right with God and one without God.
Amen.
I'd like to pull over and preach on old Lazarus, boy. Tonight, God won't let me. I want to go to that rich man. Died without God. And I want to say the first thing tonight for that man, that individual that dies without God, their destination is irreversible.
Amen.
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 It's like shooting a bullet. You pull that trigger,
right.
You can't get out and reach and get that bullet and change it. It's going to go where it was pointed. And that's the way it is with a life that's pointed toward hell.
True.
That's where they're going to wind up without God one day.
Amen.
And how sad it is, boy.
Amen. Amen.
Their destination's irreversible. There are a lot of things in this life you can turn around, but not in eternity.
No.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It becomes irreversible in eternity.
Amen.
And for that man dies without God, the invitation is revoked.
What's true? It's true.
I'm persuaded that at least one of God's favorite words is the word come.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Every time you turn around in that book, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Come and drink, come and dine.
Amen.
Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool.
Amen.
Red like crimson, they'll be white as snow.
Amen.
And over, God's saying, come.
Come.
And what time he ain't saying it, he's got somebody saying it for him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Spirit and the bride say come.
Amen. Amen.
And God's people out here saying come.
Yes.
Remember the woman at the well.
Amen.
I mean, boy, she had an appointment with deity and didn't know it.
She did, though.
Noonday, Jesus is there at the well.
That's right.
Those disciples had gone to McDonald's or somewhere to get something to eat. Missed out.
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Evidently, they passed her on the road.
They passed her, too.
But see, there's prejudice against that crowd.
Was.
Wouldn't have nothing to do with them Samaritans.
No, right. Didn't want them.
And she probably crossed the street and knew how they felt about her. But Jesus is waiting on her.
Waiting on her.
Amen.
Matter of fact, that morning I could hear him say, I must pass through Samaria. That woman up there going to die without God and go to hell. I've got to be there at noontime waiting on her.
Well.
And boy, listen. She turned from her sin. She trusted the Savior.
Uh-huh.
And she told the story. Preacher, right there's you a good outline.
Yeah, that's good.
Turned from her sin, trusted the Savior, and told the story. She went running, hollering, "Come see a man.
Come see."
And over and over in that blessed old book, you find that word come. I mean, the invitation's been extended, but boy, let you die without God, and the invitation you'll find has been revoked. No more invitation in hell, buddy.
Amen.
Amen. They people in hell, it might give 10,000 worlds like this and be sitting where you're sitting tonight.
Amen. Right now.
Amen.
They tell me old Lou Gehrig stepped up to the batter's plate one occasion. And there's two men on, end of the ninth. And so he thought he had it made, to bringing them in, making a run himself, you know. And he thought the first one was a ball to be called ball one, so he let it pass, and the umpire called it strike one. Second time he struck at it, missed, strike two. Well, he thought, "I'll get this and send it over the fence." That ball was pitched, and he looked at it and thought, "Short, it'd be called ball one." And that umpire called, "Strike three, you're out."
You're out.
And he did something he'd never been known to do. He turned and said something to that umpire. The sportscasters couldn't wait for the game to be over to find out he'd never been known to complain or say anything out of the way to an umpire. And they couldn't wait to ask what he'd run to him. About that time, the umpire walked by and he said, "Ask him." And he gave that umpire a nod of approval. "It's all right, tell him." They run to that umpire and said, "What did he say to you?" Said, "He simply told me I'd give $100 to have that pitch again."
A lot of money then.
Right.
Boy, they people in hell give anything.
Amen.
Have an opportunity to say yes to Jesus.
Amen. Just once more.
But they found out already the invitation's been revoked.
It's over.
Amen.
No more invitation. Their destination, means irreversible. That's it, buddy.
Amen.
No more invitation. No more opportunity to get right with God.
Amen.
Then their damnation, that crowd died without God. Their damnation's inevitable.
Yeah, yeah boy, it's inevitable. Oh, Lord.
Boy, I get to thinking sometimes about them no mores.
Yeah, buddy.
Not only in heaven, but what about in hell?
That's right.
No more water.
Right.
In hell. Did you ever notice you get where they ain't none and you get thirstier than you've ever been in your life? I've laid at night, and you know, in it winter time, it cold, you know, in the house, and get so thirsty, and I just have to get up and get cold and get me a drink. I mean, I couldn't stand it. But think about being in a place, no water.
None.
An old man lived up the holler when I moved to North Carolina 41 years ago. He'd run a deacon off and told him, "Get out and don't ever come back." God told me, "Go see him." I got an old Jeep I had in them days to get up in some of them hollers and them ridges. I stopped at the church and prayed. "Lord, you want me to go see him, talk to him?" Now, I don't know what to tell him. I don't know what to say. You're going to have to tell me what to say. Went on up and up that holler and had to ford a little old branch. Pulled up in his yard. Got out of that old Jeep, and there's a little stream running right down through his yard almost. He come a-tearing out of the house, you know. And I said, I'm Bob McCurry, Pastor Spring Creek Baptist Church. And before he could say one word, God filled my mouth, boy.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Lord.
I said, boy, this is a beautiful little stream you've got here in the yard. I said, that's one of the horrors of hail. There ain't going to be a drop of water in hail.
Well,
I said, if I thought I'd lost and going to wind up in hell, I'd get down here today and I'd dip that water up and let it run through my fingers and splash a little of it in my face.
Yes. Right.
I said, I don't understand anybody that want to go to hell, a plate, not a drop of that water. That old man reached up, Robert, and got his hat and knelt down beside my old Jeep. Prayed, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't want to go to that waterless
Amen.
Place, did he?
That's great.
No hope.
Amen.
I said I could see inscribed over the iron gates of hell, no hope.
No hope.
My God.
Amen.
How terrible not to have. I heard about a submarine that sank some years back just off the coast of Massachusetts. And them sailors down there, they thought in a watery grave, divers went down. And that crew inside that sub was tapping a message in Morse code on the metal of that boat.
Yeah.
You know what they're tapping in code? Is there any hope?
Amen.
Boy, don't you know it was a glad day in their life when them divers tapped back, there is hope.
Amen.
Amen. You say here tonight, lost, none done without God.
Yeah.
God sent me here to tell you there's hope tonight
yeah.
for you.
Amen.
But you die without God and ain't no hope.
Amen.
It'll be hell forever. Ain't no furloughs from hell. Ain't no back door to hell. It'll be torment forever if you die without God.
Amen.
Thank God they hope tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm glad.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Then I'm looking tonight at the deliverance that was available.
Yes, it was.
That rich man said, Abraham, I've got five brothers. Lost, they're going to wind up in hell.
Never.
Send him. Who are they talking about? Lazarus.
Yeah.
Well, why'd he bring up Lazarus? I believe old Lazarus had witnessed to him as he left, come through the gates of that mansion from time to time. And he knew that old Lazarus had a testimony for God. Send him. Here's one of the saddest families I've ever seen in the book or out.
You're right, preacher.
Amen.
One of them's in hell for sure.
Yeah.
And his mom and daddy's probably in hell because it ain't mentioned, you know, with Lazarus. They probably in hell. And he's got five brothers on the way to hell.
Amen.
Now, buddy, that's a sad family.
Amen.
And send him. Why, he said, rich man, they've got the word of the scriptures.
Amen.
They've got the law and the prophets. Huh? They got Moses and the prophets right there. The first five books in the Bible, ain't it? And Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and all that crowd. Huh?
Yeah, they do.
They got the word of God. Now, follow me. What they had 2,000 years ago, lost people's got tonight.
Got it right now.
Amen.
He said they've got the word of the scriptures.
Amen.
They've got the witness of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
That's verse 27, verse 28. And he said they've got the work of the Savior.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We got it.
Where's that at, preacher? said, well, they'd listen if somebody went to them from the dead. Hey, one did raise from the dead.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
2,000 years ago, the grave didn't hold him. One did come. And so they had the witness of the saints, the work of the Savior, and the word of the Scripture. Same three things lost people's got tonight.
Got it right now.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I tell you, you don't want to die without God.
Amen.
Believe me, you don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
I had a fella tell me years ago, he said, I'm tough. You can't scare me about hell. I said, let's see how tough you are. I said, you got an electric stove? Yeah. I said, let's go in here in the kitchen a minute, and you jump up on that big eye on that stove and let me turn it on, see how long you can sit there. I don't see how tough you are. And I said, that ain't nothing compared to the heat and hail.
Amen.
Torments.
Believe me, you don't want to die without God and go to hell, buddy. And most people don't intend to.
That's right.
I mean, somebody said the road to hell's paved with good intention. I mean, people intending to get right with God. Intending some other revival.
Amen. Yes.
Intending some other Sunday.
Amen.
And both the devil and this keeping putting it off.
Putting it off. Yeah.
Putting it off. One day they're going to die without God.
Right.
Amen.
And go to hell. Hey, I'd rather preach something else tonight. But it stands to reason in a congregation this size. Hey, somebody here, if you died right now, you'd go to hell.
Oh, Lord.
And the rest of you, you've already shown by raising your hand, you got somebody you love. Mm-hmm. Near and dear to your heart's going to wind up in hell if they don't get saved.
Amen.
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 And once in a while, we need to be reminded of hell.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Yes, we do.
Amen.
And we need to tell these lost people there is a hell. Hell's actual, that old doctor said.
Amen.
It's awful, but thank God it's avoidable.
It's avoidable.
Amen.
Now, lost friend, God knows my heart. If I could, I'd crawl down that aisle for you tonight. But it's a personal decision.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you'll take that first step, he'll walk the rest of the way with you, and you can get saved tonight. Please don't put it off.
Amen.
Wait for some other opportunity. There may not be one.
May not be one.
That's true.
The Bible said it's a frightening thing. Amen. To die without God.
Amen.
Go to hell.
Amen.
I mentioned the name Billy Kelly. Most of you know who I'm talking about. He grew up in Oliver Springs, Gary, not far from you. I met old Billy nearly 50 years ago, I guess. He is so rough, I kind of hate to turn him loose on my people. He rough now, buddy, I'm telling you. Somebody said they caught up with a Volkswagen going down the road and said every once in a while that thing come off the pavement. They said, what's going on? Called up with him, passed him as Billy Kelly with the hiccups. Never been but one Billy Kelly.
That's right.
Well, that's true.
Amen.
He's a moderator at Greer Baptist Camp Meeting down in South Carolina below me for years. And just be honest, I'd rather hear him sing than preach. I mean, he can sing, tear you up, man, I'm telling you, singing. He preached a meeting up my way in Upper Carter County, just across the mountain there in Upper East Tennessee. And he said he's preaching on about the second night. And he said the tallest man that he ever seen in his life walked in the door. with a little short wife and two children and sat down. Now he said, while I was preaching, they got to laughing. Now he said, I know what it's like for somebody to laugh with me. He said, they wasn't laughing with me, they was laughing at me. And he said, they sat there and laughed for about 10, 15 minutes and got up and left. Well, he said, I just kept on going, had a pretty good meeting. But he said, it's real noticeable, you know, them people are laughing. And he said, Sunday rolled around. And the pastor of the church invited him to eat dinner with them that Sunday. He's going to preach on Sunday night. And said they got to the parsonage, and that preacher's wife said, Brother Billy, you remember that family that sat there in life the other night while you preached? I said, yeah, how can I forget them? Said that woman had a massive heart attack. They don't think she's going to live. She's down here in the local hospital. He said, I went in, the pastor went in and laid on his bed, and I went in the guest room, laid down on the bed to rest a little bit while she was fixing dinner. He said, I was laying there, and God told me to get up and go see that woman. No, Billy said he got up and went to the kitchen door and told the pastor's wife, said, honey, God's making me go see that woman. And had her tell him which hospital. And said, tell your husband, I'll be back for the night and I'll be back to eat with you in a little while, God willing, but I've got to go. And he said he went down to that hospital and to the room that he'd been told, and started to knock on the door, and he said, there's a sign on that door, no visitors. No, Brother Billy said, I try to honor those. I know how it's, I do too. And so he said, I turned to walk away and said, God said, hey, you ain't no visitor.
Amen.
You're here on business for me.
His business.
Now he said God told him before he ever got up off that bed what to tell that man and that woman. God told me to tell you, if you get right with God, he'd raise you up. And he said he had that message burning in his heart from God. He said he didn't even knock. He just opened that door and went in, and he said that tall man saw him and burst into tears and said, preacher, they say she's not going to make it. Heart attack was massive. He said, shut up, man, and listen to me. God told me to tell you, if you'd get right with God today, he'd raise her up and heal her body. Now, you going to do it? And he said, gladly, preacher. Gladly, I'm ready to get right with God.
Amen.
He said before they could kneel to pray, the doctor came in. Clipboard in his hand, stethoscope around his neck, went over and checked her vital signs, wrote something in that clipboard and turned to that tall man and said, well, we've got some of the test results back, and your wife's going to be all right.
Amen.
And that it's not as bad as we thought. Billy said the doctor turned and walked down. He said, all right, man, let's get down here and pray. He said, no, preacher, he said, you heard what he said. She's going to be all right. Tell you what I'm going to do. When she's able, we'll both come to church and we'll both get saved.
Mm-mm.
Billy said, mister, That ain't what God said.
That's right, preacher.
God said today.
Today.
Amen. Amen.
Now, preacher, you heard what the doctor said, just like I did. Now, I'm telling you, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till she's able to come with me to church, and we'll both walk by and get right to God. He said, man, that ain't what God said. Well, preacher, that's the way it's going to be.
Well.
He said, I walked out of that room and walked down the hall shaking my head. Oh, Brother Billy did. You'd have to know him. I just seen. Shaking my head, said, that ain't what God said. That ain't what God said. He said, I got in my car and got back to the church parsonage. And he said, preacher's wife met me crying. Said, Brother Billy, the phone just rung. That woman you went to see, she just died.
Mm-hmm.
She's dead.
Yeah, buddy. That's right.
Died without God and went to hell.
Yeah.
He said he came back to the barrel 3 or 4 days later and stood in that cemetery beside that pastor. They lowered that body that died without God and went to hell into the grave, shaking his head. That ain't what God said.
Hey.
You got somebody on your heart tonight, God said, get in that altar and pray for them before they die without God. You say, Brother Bob, I'll take care of it by my bedside tonight. Hey, that may not be what God said.
That's right. Pray the Lord.
You here tonight lost and undone without God, and you're thinking, I'll wait till I get back to my home church, when you know full well that ain't what God said.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody else, you're thinking some other time, some other day, when you know full well that ain't what God said.
Amen. Amen.
That book says today's a day of salvation.
Amen.
Now is accepted time.
Now.
That's what God said.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, you don't want to die without God.
Oh, no.
Mama, you don't want your boy to die without God.
Mm-mm.
Sir, you don't want your girl to die without God.
That's right.
Honey, come to the piano for me. Where are you at tonight? Amen. Last one, that church hymnal, you know which one? Jesus, keep me near the cross. Be my glory ever.
Amen.
Dying without God. We stand, all this auditorium. I want to ask you tonight, pure and simple, you going to do what God said?
Oh, God, yes.
Or walk out these doors tonight not mind God and expect some consequences somewhere down the road? God bless you, man. God bless you, honey. God bless you, man. God bless you for your honesty. Preacher Bob, I don't know about nobody else, but God's speaking to my heart. Come on to Jesus, would you? Come on to Jesus. God loves you, wants to help you if you'll let him. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. God bless you, honey. God bless you, man. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. Amen for your honesty. God bless you. Father, sir, I thank you for these many honest hearts around this old altar prayer tonight, God. Lord, I pray for these tonight going to wind up in hell if they don't get saved. Dear God, that you'd press home to their heart the urgency of the hour. the horror of hell to the point they'll have to do something about it. Lord, we love you and we need you and depend so, Father, upon you. Thank you for what you're doing for all these my friends around this old altar tonight now. Jesus, blessed, sweet, precious, wonderful, a powerful name. Dear God, I do humbly pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, they may be some old saint of God here tonight. Much as anything, just like to get down around this old altar and thank the good Lord you ain't going to hell no more. Thank God heaven's waiting on you when this life's over. Amen. I don't know how God's speaking to you, but if he is, come on to Jesus. You'll never regret it in this life or the life to come if you'll mind God tonight. Just obey the Lord. Old black preacher out in Los Angeles named E.V. Hill did a great work for God in the Watts section, even back during those riots they had years ago. If anybody on earth had the nerve to ask Jack Hiles what E.V. Hill asked him, it was that man. Jack Hiles preached soul winning as much as anybody I ever met in my life. Back when I was a boy, he had an old long play album out, Lonnie, on soul winning. And O.E.V. Hill asked him one day, said, Brother Hiles, if ever there was a fanatic when it comes to soul winning, preacher, you're a fanatic. What makes you so fanatical about soul winning? He said, Brother Hill, I grew up poor. My daddy was a drunk. My mama scrubbed floors to feed me and my sister. Said one night my sister, after my old drunken daddy had died, was screaming in the middle of the night. Me and mama couldn't wake her up. Said I eventually slapped her through the face to bring her around. Said, what's the matter with you? She said, Jack, I've been to hell. She said, Jack, I stood and looked in the gates of hell and said, Jack, I heard people screaming for water. And said it was like somebody in there that was in charge or something hollered, ain't no water in hell. And she said, Jack, I stood and looked in the gate of hell. And she said, Jack, I saw Daddy in hell. And he said, Brother Hill, if anything on earth makes me a fanatic about soul winning, I don't want nobody else's daddy to go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
If anything on earth keeps me standing in the criticism of the crowds these days,
that's right.
It's a fact, Gary, I don't want nobody to go to hell.
Amen. Amen. Bless you,
Lord. Have them available.
Amen.
Jesus died, thank God,
yes,
that you wouldn't have to go to hell. I don't have to go to hell.
Amen.
Thank God for the Savior's love.
Amen.
Amen.
In fact, God so loved the world, give the best he had.
Amen.
I didn't really have an inkling of an idea and still don't know much about how much God loves me. But boy, when I had a little boy of my own,
Amen.
And I got two now and a girl and six grandchildren, and I'll be as honest as I know how to be, I wouldn't give one of them for the best of you.
True, preacher.
No.
Let alone the worst of you. And God gave the best he had.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
to keep me out of hell, to keep you out of hell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I won't live for a God like that, don't you?
Amen.
I do.
And it came to pass. It's going to come to pass for you.
Yeah, well.
You going to die without God, or you going to die in Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah. One of these days, boy, I'm looking forward to God sending ambulance angels.
Yeah.
Go get him. Look out, devil, I'm going home, buddy.
Amen.
Hang my sword on the shimmering walls of the city of God and study war no more, mister.
Amen.
Run down to the river of life, dip my feet, and jump up and shout up and down Glory Avenue.
Amen.
Hallelujah Boulevard. Just as long as the ages roll, buddy.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Brother Robert. I appreciate you hearing me tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you for praying. Been a joy to be here these nights.